Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and thanks for joining us right here for Championship Bull Riding Mondays on Cutting Up Radio. Tonight, we want to shout out to Fox Sports Network, who provides the primetime Sundays for all the fans around the world to experience championship bull riding, along with amazing athletes, stock contractors, the best bullfighters, and crew on earth, I must say. Make sure you tune in each Sunday on Fox Sports Network to experience the best of the CBR. So I'm Christina, your host this evening, along with my amazing co-host, our Texas woman and owner of Cowboy Crossroads, Miss Cicely Cross.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, how are you? You sound a little hoarse, sister. What's up?
I'm not. I'm just doing 500 projects, as always.
As always. That's normal, though. You shouldn't sound so down tonight. It sounds like it's our Monday.
Yeah, it's a Monday. It's been a long day, that's for sure. I'm trying to get all these Horizon events ready and going. We've got the two events this week and then one the next week and the next week and the next week. So just trying to get all that geared up. So,
well, kicking off the 2013 year is pretty amazing, and you guys have a amazing schedule, and we're excited to see all the new places you guys are going to be attending this year, too. I hear it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be busy.
for sure.
Busy is good, though. Yeah, busy is good.
Well, tonight we have an amazing show. We have Greg Talbert with us with Talbert Bucking Bulls out of Cheyenne Wells, Colorado, who was awarded the 2012 Bull of the Year honor with Bugle. And I believe Greg is joining us now. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are y'all tonight?
We are doing amazing, as always. But first and foremost, congratulations on the honors of having Bull of the Year with Bugle. And how exciting was this honor for you?
Oh, it was just outstanding. We've had a blessed year, and it was just pretty cool to go to all those events and have Bugle just do so well and perform so good and get that honor.
Exactly. Well, tell us a little bit about Bugle and what are some of his bloodlines and all that good stuff.
He's out of the Little Yellow Jacket. I'm not quite sure if he's a direct son or a grandson of Little Yellow Jacket. So.
Wow, he's absolutely beautiful, and I know he doesn't want to hear that. He probably wants to hear he's handsome, but he is a beautiful bull, and, you know, he's very photogenic.
Yeah, we were pretty blessed to get to purchase him from his former owners, and he just became a member of our family, and he's just a pretty cool bull.
How exciting. Now, how important are bloodlines in this industry you as a stock contractor?
For me, it's not, because I like bucking bulls, and it don't matter if they're a sale barn bull or if they're just a buck, or, you know, bloodlines or what. I just like bucking bulls. So.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
I don't pay
that
because I don't attend many fraternities and stuff like that, so I just want bucking bulls. So.
Awesome. Now, how did you become involved in stock contracting and the bucking bull business?
Back in 2005, a friend of mine called me and wanted me to go to a bred cow sale back in Kansas because he was wanting to buy some replacement heifers, and they run these rodeo cows through with calves on their sides, and they were going cheap, and I'd always liked bull riding and followed bull riding, and so I bought them, and then I needed a bull to breed these cows to, so I bought a bull from Wendell Hurst, 20 Gizmo, and it just kind of took off from there.
Very cool. Now, you know, 50% of the scores in bull riding are for the livestock, you know, the bucking bulls. And there's many stock contractors out there. Now, how do you stay on top of, you know, your competitive game in this industry? And, you know, what are you doing that others may not be doing that sets you apart?
I don't know if we don't do anything different than anybody else, but we, you know, feed a good ration, we exercise our bulls and try to keep them in good shape and haul them and just try to keep them bucking.
Right. Now, if, you know, several of us, including myself, we find it so interesting on how you guys scout the bulls. What are you looking for when you see a bull?
Just looking for a lot of kick, extension, and turn back, and just a bucking bull.
So when they're going through the ring, we know, at an auction barn, you're not going to see a dummy on him, and you're not going to see that he can do that. What are you looking for there? Just the size?
No. Well, you want a good-sized bull, but we've got bulls like Buffalo Hump. He's just a little bull, and he's just got a lot of kick and attitude and that type of stuff.
Right. Now, you also have Elk Country and Exotic Justin. You have several bucking bulls. What does Bugle bring to the table that really makes him stand out? You know, he's very active on the rankings of Pro Bull Stats. Out of 54 outs, he has an average mark of 21.9, I believe, which is awesome. What can you say about that?
He's just a very rider-friendly bull. I mean, he's got a lot of intensity and kick and turn back, and he's if you stumble and stub your toe, you know, you're going to get bucked off. But if you can ride him, you're going to be a lot of points.
Now, a fan has a question. How do you name your stock?
You know, I've got a bull called Three Steps. I went and picked him up, and Leonard Skinner, Three Steps, was on the radio, and that's how he got his name. So it's just, I don't know how they get their name.
Awesome.
Just random, huh?
Just random, yes.
Just random. Bugle, tell them
when
that.
We got Bugle, when we got him, he'd already had his name was Bugle, so he just stayed Bugle.
Funny that you asked that question, or that a fan asked that question, because it's so funny, because there are those stock contractors that, like, they, like, you know, feed on naming their next bull, or, like, you know, the next one I get, I'm going to name so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, you have some other, you know, contractors, say, like Scott Burris and some of them guys who, you know, it's just a number to them, and they could care less about a name. And, you know, sometimes if they send stock in without a name, and I'm like, I need a name, and they're like, oh, just make up one.
Because you know why this right?
Just make up one.
We were at a family reunion a few years back, and my Aunt Betty, bless her heart, she says, when are you going to name a bull after me? And I said, Aunt Betty, if we ever find one mean enough, we'll name him after you. And we have a bull that we carry now called Aunt Betty.
Oh, awesome. That's funny. Well, you know, we know, as you know, because of organizations like the CBR, you know, they really showcase, you know, the stock and the stock contractors in an amazing way, which gives the opportunity for businesses out there to contact you as a stock contractor and say, hey, name that bull for me, because it really provides, you know, noticeability to a business, promotion-wise, marketing-wise. It's really key. And so here on Cutting Up Radio, Cicely will tell you, we're all about that. So we always tell our listeners, if you want to promote your business better, we know the perfect place to do it, and it's with a bull, you know. So contact us, and we'll connect you, you know.
That's right.
Because you see that so much nowadays, you know, with these bulls being named after businesses and all that. So very cool. Well, that's interesting to know. Thank you for that question. Let's see. I think I have another question here. Let me read. How do you name yourself? Okay, that was it. Okay, so the next question we have for you is, what other stock contractors have been a motivating mentor to you?
Probably Lindell Hurst. Lindell's always got, he's been real good to me, and he's helped me quite a bit get started in this deal. And all the CBR contractors are, you know, jump in and help you and be right there for you if you need some help, and just a good bunch of people.
Exactly. And that's so important, you know, because you know you fit in, you know?
Yes.
And you know your bulls are going to be showcased by the best athletes. So very cool. Now, how many bucking bulls do you currently have on the CBR circuit at this time?
We're carrying about 9 to 10 to the events.
And do you...
Hopefully,
go ahead.
Oh, and hopefully next year we'll be able to maybe carry a few more.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Bugle is at the NFR this year.
Well, we hope. You never know.
Yeah, well, you also provide stock for the PRCA as well, correct?
No, I do not. I don't go to any PRCA stuff because
no,
I don't have a card.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All I do is bucking bulls. So.
Very cool. Now, how many, listen to me, I already asked you, can you share with us a daily routine for you caring for your livestock? You know, what goes into it? You know, we know that feeding and, you know, immunizations, just basically how you would tend to a child is how you treat each and every bull, you know?
Well, they're kind of like our children. And Carolyn, my fiance, we get up every morning, and I hate to say this, but usually she goes out and feeds them because I have other stuff to do, but they get fed and exercised and grained, and then in the evening we do it all again. So.
Right. Now, is there appropriate care that you guys have to give the bucking bulls, you know, for their hooves and their joint therapy and all that, since they're really active?
Well, we had a bull buck the other night in a rodeo and broke a hoof, and we loaded him up and hauled him to Stevensville, Texas to get operated on, and he was operated on today, and it looks like he'll make a good recovery. So they're treated like athletes, you know. If they need something, they get it.
Awesome. You know. Well, you know, that's always good to know, because we never hear that. You know, you never hear that out there, and it's always good to know. It's not like you got all these bulls and just throw them out on grass pastures and they fend for themselves until you have the next bull riding, you know?
but they're not just treated like ordinary animals, just get turned out or whatnot. They're cared for every day, and if they need something, they get hauled. And well, when we first got Bugle, we brought him home, and we took him to several bull events, and I went out one morning to feed him, and he was laying off by himself, and you could tell he was pretty sick. So we called our local vet, and she said, boy, he needs to go somewhere beyond what I can do. And we called CSU, and they didn't want to take him because he was a bucking bull, and we ended up taking him to K-State, and they worked on him there and got him home, and it took a lot of effort and by a lot of people, and he was seen at 2:00 in the morning and got doctored up and on his way to be bucking bull of the year.
Awesome. Now, do you guys have health insurance for your bulls?
No. You can get
no
it,
Obamacare?
You know what? No Obamacare.
That's just interesting, though.
You know all that, huh?
Several of the bulls would probably meet their deductible if we had health insurance.
I bet. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw the political one-liner in there, but that was funny.
That was good.
Anyway, no, I was just curious. I mean, most everything you do, you know, when it comes to tending these bulls are out of pocket, you know, and I think that's so important. You know, ranchers around the world, you know, have to care for their animals and provide beef, whatever they're doing, you know, and I think it's important for listeners to know that, so.
And our bulls are all our cattle and livestock. We run a lot of Angus cows. We have 600 Angus cows, and they're all taken care of. And you know, just if they don't make us money, we don't, you know, we don't make money.
Right. So you have a working ranch then as well?
Yeah, yes, we do. We run quite a few Angus cows, and we farm and ranch too. So.
Very awesome. That's cool. Now, when hauling the bulls to events, you know, sometimes you go long distance, you have to stop and you have to let the bulls rest and you have to water them and you have to do all that good stuff. You know, so many people think that you just throw them on a trailer like a cow hauler and just go. That's not the case with you guys, is it?
No, we have, like, if we know we're going so far, we try to find a place to lay over and feed and water the bulls and take care of them. So.
Yeah, you know, we noticed when we traveled last year to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, and we noticed how they have pens set up at rest areas, at some of the rest areas from here to there. It was pretty awesome. I was thinking, that is, you know, magnificent that they actually take the time to do that for you guys.
Yeah. We go to Las Vegas a couple times a year, and we always say about just plan a halfway trip, you know, and find a place, a sale barn or somewhere to lay over to let the bulls rest and get off the truck and get some eat and drink.
Now, what are your thoughts in using electric prods in this sport?
We don't necessarily. Sometimes you have to. Sometimes it's for your protection and safety as well as the bull's safety.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of times you don't have to use the bull to shock the bull with them. You know, if you just run it down the pipe and let them hear the noise, they know and they learn to respect that.
Exactly. We always like to ask those questions that everybody has so much negative about.
Well, sometimes it's for your safety. Sometimes it's for your safety as well as the bull's safety.
Right. Very cool. Very true. Very true. Now, as a stock contractor, you want the best bull riders to showcase the power and stability of your athlete in the bull. What advice do you give bull riders when they draw your bulls?
Just get on and have fun and make a good ride.
Great advice.
Well, and now, they get that, the bull riders get that from me on the other end, speaking for the contractors, because, you know, I mean, I remind them quite frequently with, you know, at the CBR, I mean, most of our, or all of our cinch events are team bull team events, and, you know, those contractors are paying big fees and way more fees than the bull riders are for, you know, the bulls. It's not just a competition about the bull rider, it's a competition for the bulls and the contractors too. So I try to encourage those guys, you know, to, you know, try, you know, with everything you got, because it's not only them competing, but it's for the contractor too, because the, you know, whether the contestant rides or the length of time that the contestant rides up to 8 second counts towards that bull score and or bull's points for the team. And, you know, so sometimes, you know, if there's guys that I know that's hurt, that there's no way they would be able to ride because, you know, they've got broken ribs or this and that and the other, you know, I try to discourage them not to come, because, for one, they're not healthy, and, two, it's not fair to the contractor because they're paying all that money for their fees to, you know, to compete too. So,
right.
I do stand up for the contractors too.
One thing that's changed my philosophy in bull riding, it used to be we went to other associations and you wanted the bulls to buck them guys off, but mm-hmm. it's so much neater to see a bull ride than a bull buck off.
And now
you're cheering for both. You know, it used to be when I first started this deal, you were cheering for your bull, but now you want both of them to showcase and look good and ride your bulls.
Yep. And I enjoy watching a full ride. You know, I get sad when they get fucked off.
Well, it's a lot more fun to go see them ride them 8 seconds than get drilled in two, you know.
Exactly. Now, what advice can you give someone that may be interested in becoming a stock contractor?
Well, it's a lot of work, and it's not as much fun as they think. We have people all the time say, oh, it's so cool to go all them bull ridings and stuff, and at 1 o'clock in the morning when you're hauling bulls across and feeding them, the glory's all gone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of work, and there's a lot more into it than, and even when I started, there's a lot more into it that goes with it than what I thought when I first started this project.
So would you say get to know a well-known stock contractor and kind of live in his shoes for a little bit before you decide to take that jump in?
Yeah, I've had people go with us and say, man, this is a lot more work than I thought. We thought it was all fun, you know, but it's a lot of work.
Right.
You know, training your bulls and feeding them and working with them, it's just a lot of work.
Go ahead, Greg.
It's very rewarding, too.
Well, and it's, you know, and that I try to tell people that all the time who are not, you know, who are not in the industry or the business, and trying to explain to someone who's not about it, it's a little more difficult, you know, and it's the same way with going to set up the, you know, set up an arena for an event. People don't realize how much work goes into that for just a quick amount of time. So it's definitely something that you have to love and have a passion for. It's definitely a hobby for some, and it's for others, it's definitely you have to have a pocket full to be in the business, because, you know, it's a lot of money and that goes into taking care of those animals, putting on the events, you know, and people don't think about that, but, you know, it's definitely a passion and a hobby, and you got to love what you do to be doing it, or you wouldn't be doing it, so...
Right. And, hey, Cicely, there's a fan question here. How do you become a stock contractor with the CBR?
Well, for the Horizon events, which are our smaller events, most of those are put on by either local committees or specific contractors or, you know, local people from those places that kind of produce those events. So basically, whoever is putting on that event, you know, that committee or the contractor that's over that event is the one that actually hires the stock to go to those events. When it comes to our cinch events, those events are bull team events, which are bull franchise owners. And so basically, you have to own a team. They take three bulls, And that's how our cinch events go, is it's a bull team event. So it's not like, you know, we go pick, say, 10 guys and say, okay, we're going to let you guys bring bulls here, as do like a rodeo or you know, another, say, bull riding association. At our cinch events, they are bull team franchise owners, which have bought into the bull team games. And so that's how that works.
Oh, so I can't just pull up in my neck over trailer and say, hey, you, let my bull buck.
No.
I remember
not
those
at our
days.
Deal. It's a little more complicated and difficult than that. And it's really interesting to see, because, you know, a lot of these guys, as the year progresses on and it gets closer, because they qualify to the World Finals, which is mm-hmm. where the big money is for the events. And, you know, which each event pays, but the last one pays big, and we usually take the top 17 teams. So the closer it gets to the, you know, to the World Finals or the end of the year to that event, it's kind of interesting, because some guys that have already confirmed their spots early on in the year, other contractors that haven't made it there yet are, you know, leasing bulls and switching bulls and trading bulls and buying new bulls, trying to get, you know, that perfect match for their three to go in. And this is what is really interesting about all of it. And, you know, Greg can tell you, too, is one is, I mean, you know, you may have a bull that bucks, but it doesn't perform that well that day.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a great rider on one of your bulls and then somebody who doesn't ride very well and then knocks you out of the game. It's not a given of, you know, you can go in there with the three bulls of anybody on the trailer, but it depends on your draw. And then, two, that bull rider has to pretty much stay on your bull to get, and not necessarily, but if they make it to the 8 seconds, the more points you get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of interesting to see. And they are not – they don't have three-step bulls that they have to carry on that team the whole year. So they can – you know, are the events that they choose to go to, they can switch them in and out. You know, it's just – you know, so it doesn't have to be the same three bulls.
Oh, cool. So Greg, you know
– it's a little more detailed than
right.
You know, than just loading your same three bulls up and taking them to your three events to see if you're going to make it to the finals or not.
Oh, okay. So, Greg, you basically know where these bulls are going ahead of time.
You have
a schedule then.
Yeah, we have our schedule, and then we get hopefully get the events that we want. But, you know, mm-hmm. it's like Cicely said, you can on paper, I study this on paper all the time, and you think you can take the best three bulls that you've got, and you might draw the best riders, but if a bull has a bad day, a rider has a bad day, you know, it's just scratch, you know, you think you got it all figured out, but it's just the luck of the draw and hope everybody has a good day.
Right. And you just never know. You're so true. And then that's a lot of expense out there, you know, similar to those cowboys who are out there competing.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money to haul the bulls all over. And if a cowboy has a bad day or a bull has a bad day, you know, you're just, you know, you lost it. But
right.
At the end of the year, you just hope that you're, Lord's blessed you enough to have a good bulls and some good riders, and everything works out for you.
That's right.
And you end up in Cheyenne.
Yeah, for sure. And also winning, you know, the big awards. You know, Bull of the Year is a big honor. So that's something
yes,
you have accomplished successfully.
Yes, it is. We've just had a great year, and everything's worked good for us. And I'd like to thank the CBR and Neck Over Trailers, and it's just been a great year.
Awesome. Now,
and I'm sure people, I just want to explain, because, you know, in some of the associations, or most of the associations, the Bull of the Year is, you know, basically a political vote. I mean, it's, you know, voted on, you know, in the PRCA, the Bull of the Year is voted on by the Cowboys, and, you know, other associations, it's voted on by, you know, a vote. And, mm-hmm. or, you know, the Bull of the NFR is voted on by the contractors. And politics do play a role in all that, of course. With our Bull of the Year, it's voted, I mean, the bull that has the most money won on that bull throughout the year is the bull that gets the bull of the year, and so that was Bugle. So, and it actually came down, it came down to the finals to decide what bull was gonna win, and so anyway, they did well on Bugle, and he ended up on top. So,
awesome. Well, that's a fair way of electing that position for sure. You know, political things just aren't ever cool. We know that, but
exactly.
I mean, it's the only way to do it, to be honest with you. You know, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad you shared that, Cicely.
Yeah.
Well, we know that this weekend, Castle Rock, Colorado, is having their Horizon Series. So, tell us, Greg, what are you doing there? We know you're a part of that, so share a little bit about it with us.
Yeah, we're going to take 9 bulls up there to Castle Rock on Thursday. So, and we've been going to Castle Rock for the last 4 or 5 years, and now they chose to make it a Horizon event, so it should be a good time.
Yeah, for sure. And 9 bulls are going. How exciting. So you got your load for sure, huh?
Yeah, got a load for that new neck over trailer.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to take a picture of that and give it to Cicely so we can post it on Cutting Up Radio.
He's on Facebook, so he can post it.
Yeah, I friended you today.
Yeah.
So post it on Facebook.
I will do that. And Bugle will be in the short round at Castle Rock. So.
Very cool. Now, behind the scenes are so cool. You know, everybody likes to be behind the scenes, and the CBR has really provided an extraordinary avenue for that with their new show on Fox Sports Network. And everyone loves it. Everyone's talking about it. And one thing is, you as a stock contractor get the experience, don't you? You get to see all behind the scenes. And it's really exciting. Tell us a little bit about what is the most important task at hand that allows your bull to perform to the best of his ability when he's in that chute. Are you doing things like, you know, the flank has to be perfect fit, you know, you're trying to calm him down? I mean, are there things that you have to do?
Well, I use the same flank rope on Bugle all the time, and you just kind of put him in there, and if you ever notice when Bugle jumps out of the chute or tries to jump out, he's going to be better than he is if he doesn't. So, and you just use the same flank ropes, and kind of superstitious about that. So,
very cool. Well, you know, we always like to share that because, you know, you just never know what people are talking about or whatever, and how you're injuring the bull and all that kind of stuff. So we like to share that point of view, you know, because the flank does not injure the bull.
No, the flank is no more than a belt around your waist, and you wouldn't want to put the belt on too tight. So.
Right. Very cool. A great way of explaining that one. Now, do you have a website for your Bucking Bull company?
No, we don't, but we have a Facebook page, Talbert Bucking Bulls. You can click on there and see what all is going on with our bulls and where we're going and some videos.
Very cool. And now, do you want to share any sponsors or anyone out there that you consider an amazing part of your successful team you got going there?
Well, don't have any sponsors yet. We're sure looking for some if somebody wants to step up. But my fiance, Carolyn, boy, she's probably the biggest part of it. She feeds the bulls and exercises and takes care of them. And we tried to do it together, but like I say, we farm and ranch a lot. There's a lot of mornings I can't go help her, and she gets her done. So,
well, very cool. We appreciate it. We should have had her on with you.
There you go. So.
We'll have to have a show about the wives of stock contractors.
There you go. Well,
She
does a lot of the work here at home when we're home, and she does a lot of driving when we have to drive for hours and hours and hours. She splits the driving up with me, and she does quite a bit of the work. So,
awesome. Now, for sponsors that may be listening, what type of sponsor are you looking for, and why would that sponsor be a great success for you, and explain how you can represent sponsors in an amazing way, you know, traveling and being seen?
Well, they'd get their name on a trailer and your shirts, and they would, and you'll get some exposure on TV when they mention your bull, the bulls, and things like that. So.
Very cool. Well, we'll make sure that we promote Talbert Bucking Bulls on Facebook and make sure that they contact you through your Facebook page, or you can contact us here on Cutting Up Radio or Cicely over at the CBR, and we will make sure that you get connected.
Okay.
That's
thank you a lot.
And we wish you the best of luck, Greg. And again, congratulations on your amazing honor. And we look forward to seeing Bugle and the rest of the Talbert gang there in Colorado. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll see you on the Cinch CBR tours as well, we hope.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks.
And thanks for joining us. And hey, you talked a lot.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry.
That's
You're
good.
So funny. Have a good evening. Thanks again for joining us on Championship Bull Riding Mondays. All right, Ms. Sisley, so how are you?
I have been busy, busy, busy. We have got lots of events coming up in the month of August. We have Castle Rock, Colorado, which is this Thursday on August the 9th. And then on Friday, August the 10th, we have Belvedere, Illinois. And then August the 18th, which is the week after that, Waterloo, Illinois. And then we have Clinton, Arkansas, coming up on August 25th. And then our first Cinch event for 2013 in Huron, South Dakota at the South Dakota State Fair, August the 29th and 30th. So August is busy for me.
Of course. And you're back in school, aren't you?
No, I'm back at work. I'm back in
work.
I went back to work last week at a family practice as a nurse practitioner seeing patients. So I'm busy seeing patients all day and answering phone calls during lunch and trying to run my Cowboy Crossroads business. And so, yeah, it's busy.
Well, you are doing an amazing job with the biz, sister. You are got some really amazing things, and you add daily. What are you doing, girlfriend? You're doing too much therapy.
I know. And I still have so much to add to my website, and I just have not had time to get to it. But slowly and surely, I'll get to it. I'll probably try to get to it this week, and then next week we go to Dallas to market to buy up. We start buying up big for the NFR gift show in December.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's busy.
Yeah, well, you know what they say about retail therapy. It's a good thing because women would be really crazy without it.
That's
you
right.
You got to have that retail
right.
therapy. So, hey,
that's
promote your
right.
website, cowboycrossroads.com.
Right. Yes, my website is up. I don't have all my products up, but I try to add a few new ones every day. And actually, I'm getting a new shipment of my Stone Junkie stuff in tomorrow that will be here tomorrow. So lots of new cute stuff. So I'll have to get those pictures up starting hopefully this week or next week, maybe over the weekend in between CBR events. So anyway, it's cowboycrossroads.com, and you can find us on Facebook or on our website. And like I said, we're adding new items daily. So come shop with me.
Yeah. Come shop, and it's a lot. It's very valuable prices too. I mean, you don't have a $90 T-shirt on there,
right? Exactly.
We love
and
that.
That's the thing is everybody's like, oh, where do you get stuff? I'm one of these that I actually just got through also yesterday writing an article for Dirt Road Magazine that will be coming out in the next issue of. My 10 fall fashion tips or fashion tips for me, just because I've had so many requests of people asking about, fashion and hair and makeup and all different sorts of things. So I sat down actually over the weekend and wrote that article, and so I submitted it to them. So that'll be coming out in the next issue. So I'll be sure once they get that article out that I'll share a link on Facebook and post that also as well.
That's right. And we also want to invite our Cutting Up Radio friends to go to our friends over at Rodeo Fame and vote for Miss Cicely's picture, her little photogenic photo that I love the dress, the Louisiana dress is what I know that dress of.
I know.
The Louisiana dress. I love that dress. But anyway,
yes.
We want all of our friends to go and vote for Miss Cicely. And we posted it on our Facebook page. So, go vote.
Yay. That's right. And there's several different things to vote for there. A lot of the cowboys are on there you can vote for. Mm-hmm. A lot of PRCA cowgirls on there you can vote for, and then also online boutiques. So my Cowboy Crossroads is on there also. So what that is at the Rodeo Fame Facebook page, they will collect votes through November, and then they will come out with an article in December and photo shoot of a cowboy, a cowgirl, and online business and several different things that will be available at the NFR. So just something fun.
Yeah. Well, you're all about fun.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's fun, we know Cicely is around somewhere.
That's right. Most definitely.
So
we've got
any entry
updates? Well, I do. We've got a couple of guys this week that have actually come back to competition. Clayton Fulting, our past reigning CBR world champion, has been out due to surgery since about March, and he has come back and competed in just a small bull riding event over the weekend and actually won it, called me and said he felt great, and he will be actually competing at Castle Rock, Colorado this week. So he is back and going again, ready to start off the 2013 season, and he will be with us at our first event, cinch event here on South Dakota. Also, Chandler Bounds is coming back to competition this week. He's been out due to his surgery in his groin area. Talked to him today, and he is entered up, I think, in about 10 rodeos the next couple of week or so, and is ready to come back. So he said he felt good and everything was ready to go. So those two guys are back, ready to roll. On the injury list, actually Tuff had surgery on his hand this past week. He's pretty quiet about things and didn't tell anybody, and so he went in and had it fixed. He was having some trouble with some ligaments and had that fixed. I think his roping, it was affecting his roping and his loop. So and for those who don't
know,
he ropes a lot. Yeah, he ropes a lot. So he got that quick fix this week, and so he's doing well with that. And then Wesley Silcox, he actually got slammed up his forehead against the front of a chute this week, and got 10 stitches in the center of his forehead, but actually caught a plane today and is headed to Lovington, New Mexico. So he's good. He just had a little bump on his head, a few stitches that he'll get out later this week, but he's still competing and doing well. Colin McTaggart, I'm sure, you know, if people haven't heard, Colin was in a bull riding accident over the past weekend and had his abdominal aorta ruptured, lost a lot of blood, and messed up a good section of his bowel, has already been through one surgery, is scheduled for a second surgery this week, and possibly, you know, a couple other surgeries past that. Dawn, his wife, she, you know, had posted today that he was, you know, doing better, but I think he's going to have a long road to recovery on that. So everybody just needs to keep them, you know, Colin and Dawn McTaggart in their thoughts and prayers, because he's going to have a hard road to hoe here for the next few months with that injury this week.
Right.
So
it's always sad to see the guys, you know, get into
it
no matter what, you know. And
right.
I know you shared with that. You shared, shared so many stories about that, because you're over top of them and sometimes you don't know what to do or, you know, the
right
moment.
Well, and Colin, you know, he's kind of fought injury back and forth. He went and made it to the NFR a couple of years ago, did really well, and then was out hurt again for almost all of last year, and had come back and was actually sitting in the top 15 as we speak, doing well, and then that happened. So, you know, it's just one of those things you never know, but, you know, thoughts and prayers go to them. He's going to have a long road of recovery. On a more positive note, we had a new baby born into the CBR world this week. J.W. and Jackie Harris, welcome Mr. Not little, but big, big Mr. Dylan Cash. He was 9 pounds, 8 ounces, and they are doing great. and he is just cute as ever. Looks like his sister Aubrey. And anyway, so they're home and doing well.
Very good. I know there was a lot of sad people that were hoping to get to see JW compete this weekend at the rodeos around the U.S., but didn't get the opportunity because he was at home enjoying that new baby.
Well, that's right. And the funny thing was is Jackie had called me on Friday and was asking me about JW wasn't feeling very well at flown home and had a sore throat and kind of cough and congestion cold, and Aubrey had not been feeling well and had a little rash, and she called me and was asking about it, and she had just left the doctor's office and they were sending her to the hospital when she called me just to check everything out. It wasn't but maybe 20 minutes later she called back. She was like, well, we're having a baby sometime today. So so it was like, I think I got the message or call that, I don't know, it was 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, that he was here and everybody was good. So they're all good, and congrats to them. So we're excited that he's here, and I'm sure that he will be out and about at the rodeos before too long, because they like to get on the road and travel with JW. And now that she's not bound to home, they'll be in the truck and on the road. So I'm sure everybody will see them out on the road with him.
Oh, that's so exciting. Family, family, family. It's most important to these guys. And it's so cool to see them all, you know, cheering their daddies on. But the boy, he's finally got him a baby boy.
Yes.
Now I wonder
did.
If he's going to be the bull rider.
Well, who knows? Who knows? That Aubrey, she's pretty tough. So,
she is.
Yeah,
he's a tomboy for sure.
Yes, he is, and you have to watch her close, because the next thing you know it, if she's running around on the ground behind the chute, she'll be in the pens with the bulls. So you have to watch her close. I have to try to keep her up there playing on my computer or something sometimes. So.
How cute. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to JW and his wife. I know they're going to enjoy these next few years because they don't stay young long.
No, they don't. They don't. Yeah. So that's about all, actually, the injuries and news that I have for as far as the guys goes this week. We've already had two events and only actually two guys in the standings from the Fort Worth series. Francisco Morales is sitting first in our Horizon standings, and Tyler Adrian is sitting second after this past weekend. So, you know, no time to spare. They are back at it again going. And I just want to remind everybody that this coming Sunday is the finale on Fox Sports Network from the Cheyenne Frontier Days TBR World Finals, where the 2012 CBR World Champion, Josh Barentine, will be crowned on TV. Another great night of action-packed bull riding, so everybody needs to be sure and tune in to Fox Sports Network. And thanks to you guys for helping promote that on Sunday this week. So.
Oh, absolutely. We have a fan question. Where are the Horizon Series standings posted on the CBR website?
Well, they are under the Horizon, and they may actually be cleared off right now because we're going through an archive to where they pull everything from the past year and archive it, and they're in the middle of revamping to get our 13 standings started. The backside of our website company has to create that. So I haven't actually looked to see if they've taken that off yet and put the new up, and they may not have, but it's in the works. I actually just got off a phone call a little bit earlier with Andy about that. So it will be up, but it's under the standings tab, and you can find it. There's a separate Horizon standings on there, but it may be off right now because they're clearing out the 12 to get the 13 put up. So if somebody doesn't see it, it's because they're in the middle of trying to revamp that to get our new year up.
Yeah, and also keep checking back to the CBR.
Even though it's not 13, our year goes from July to July now. July
right.
to July. So it's a little, even though it's going to say 2013, you know, 12 will be off and 13 will be up in the next week or so, because they're working on archive and all that. We keep it to where people, especially like announcers at Horizon events or committees or something, can go back and pull all that information up, you know, to look up past history. And two, our media guide is being updated and should be finished, and the new version should be put on the website here within the next week or two.
And I also want to invite all of our listeners to check out the Short Round magazine. I know I've received a couple of emails on how you get the magazine. Go to the CBR website, because I thought they had it posted on there on how to get it. I know you can go under the fan club and select a membership, and you automatically get the magazine. Plus, there's a lot of different things you can receive as well, you know, discounts and all that fun stuff. So go check out the CBR website at cbrbull.com and learn more about that. But I appreciate you talking about the magazine, because it's an amazing magazine. I wish it was in more places. You know, I was grabbing it at Tractor Supply the other day, because they need that Short Round magazine in their store.
Right. And, you know, this next issue that comes out will be the full coverage from Cheyenne and, two, from the Western Wishes gala with the 8 seconds gala with Luke Perry and Stephen Baldwin and Tuff and all that. So all that coverage will be in that magazine, as well as all the world championship and, you know, full-fledged article on our new world champion, Josh Barentine.
Yes. Yay. All of his winnings. His beautiful
saddle
and everything.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank Greg Talbert for joining us this evening with Talbert Bucking Bulls. Make sure you are following them on Facebook. We want to shout out to Neck Over Trailers as well. We really appreciate their support of the CBR and the amazing stock contractors like Greg. Make sure you check out their website at neckover.com. And, of course, our friends over at Fox Sports Net, who are providing the amazing. I don't even know. There's not a word for it. But the broadcasting of the CBR event is phenomenal this year, Cicely. I can't tell you enough. And the fans' replies, you know, I want to encourage all the fans to contact, you know, Fox Sports Net to let them know, because it's important. They want to know, you know, what you guys think about it. Sending letters,
numbers,
whatever.
The numbers and, you know, of the viewing of the show have been just, you know, outstanding. And they are, you know, nothing but pleased, and it depends on what area or region you're in as to where and what time Fox comes on, or the CBR comes on Fox on Sunday, so you always need to check your local listings. But I know in some of the regions that they're, you know, repeating the show, you know, up to 5 times a week. So, you know, you can catch it at different times also. But, yeah, we've been really pleased. Geronimo Productions, Jeff Metters, and the whole crew have done a great job with that, and just adding that extra 30 minutes, you know, from making it an hour to a 90-minute show has just, you know, been really great, because it focuses on stories of the riders, the contractors, and not only that, but our veterans with the Henry Rifles, you know, where we can showcase those people, you know, that have been just really, really great. And so, yeah, Bull Riding Action on Fox Sports every Sunday from now through the end of November. So,
absolutely. And we also want to thank Allie D for the amazing coverage that she's been providing. She's doing a phenomenal job.
That's right. That's my Texas woman teammate, Allie D. She has done a great job this year, and will be back with us again next year. And she has gotten in there and just, you know, catches those guys and has done a really great job. And and we're still steadily just waiting from CMT to find out whether we're going to get a season 3 or not. They have till November to let us know. So I
think
they're
going to November?
Hold...
Are you serious?
Yes. So I think they're holding us out to the bitter end, which they've done before. But hopefully, you know, we'll hear something soon. So we're staying positive, and we've had good feedback. So hopefully there will be a season 3 of Texas Women. So
absolutely. If not, you at least got to have a Cicely Cross something.
I know. I mean, yeah.
You
I
make your own reality, sister.
I was just going to say, I could give them a lot to film on. I'm a busy person.
For sure. And, hey, it would definitely be a good rating show, because everyone loves you. So,
yeah.
For sure, for sure. Well, Cicely, as always, it's an honor to have you co-hosting on Cutting Up Radio each and every Monday for CBR Mondays. We're very excited to have had Greg Talbert with us this evening as well to share his experience, and we got him to talk. So, see, it worked. It worked.
I know he was nervous, and, you know, it's kind of good because we haven't had very many stock contractors on lately. It's all been all the bull riders. So, anyway, I'm trying to utilize my contractors and get them involved here and have them be a part too. So anyway,
absolutely.
He did a good job.
It was an honor. Yes, he did. And we appreciate it very much. And so we want to thank everyone for listening this evening to Championship Bull Riding Mondays right here on Cutting Up Radio with Christina and Cicely, along with our special guest, Mr. Greg Talbert. So you all have a great evening, and thanks again for joining us for CBR Mondays. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, and bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I'm Tuffy Edom with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to CBR Mondays on Cutting Up Radio.